As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Coffee Break Spanish Travel Diaries, Season 1, Episode 10. Hola a todos y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Yo soy Marc.
Y yo soy Anabel. ¿Qué tal? ¿Cómo estás?
Pues la verdad es que estoy un poco triste hoy.
¿Triste? ¿Por qué?
Pues es el último episodio de esta serie, ¿no?
Sí, pero la hemos disfrutado y este episodio seguro que va a ser genial.
Estoy totalmente de acuerdo. This is our final episode in this series of the Coffee Break Spanish Travel Diaries, and we hope that you've enjoyed following Victoria and Abel's journey as they cross the north of Spain and they're arriving today in their final destination. It's not the Camino de Santiago that they've been following, but it's been their own Camino that's taken them in different ways and in different directions across the north of Spain. We, as usual, will listen to the text and then Anabel and I will discuss the language and talk about any tricky grammar points or tricky vocabulary in there. Entonces, Anabel, ¿estás lista?
Sí, vamos a empezar.
Vamos a empezar.
El viaje a Santiago de Compostela fue bastante rápido y cómodo. Llegamos para desayunar algo calentito en una cafetería de la ciudad y empezar el que sería nuestro último día de la luna de miel. En cuanto llegamos, vimos lo vibrante que era la ciudad. Empezamos visitando la Catedral de Santiago. Era enorme. Creo que estuvimos 3 horas para verla entera. Después visitamos el mercado de abastos de Santiago, donde compramos algo de picoteo. El Museo do Povo Galego vino después. Y para cuando terminamos, estábamos tan cansados que fuimos a comer a un lugar cercano. Dedicamos el resto de la tarde a pasear por los jardines y a ver el resto de la ciudad con tranquilidad. Por una parte, estábamos exhaustos, pero por otra, también queríamos terminar de aprovechar aquel último día de aventura. Terminamos tomando chipirones en una terraza y hablando de nuestros lugares favoritos del viaje. A mí me encantó Bilbao y Abel parecía bastante emocionado con Asturias. ¿Y tú? ¿Cuál fue tu parte favorita del viaje?
Well, that is a question that we will perhaps answer at the end of this episode. But Anabel, I think we should go through the text first of all before we get to that question.
El viaje a Santiago de Compostela fue bastante rápido y cómodo.
Okay, so the journey to Santiago de Compostela fue bastante rápido y cómodo. It was quite quick and comfortable. Now, Santiago de Compostela is a city in the north of Spain, in the northwest of Spain, which I'm sure many of our listeners will be familiar with. And if you haven't heard of it, then do check out Santiago de Compostela. Look up this on the internet and you'll find out more about it, because it's the end of a pilgrimage. It's a journey that many people take, the Camino de Santiago. And we've got some other content about the Camino that you can check out too. But here, as we said, Abel and Victoria weren't doing the official Camino. They were doing their own journey towards Santiago. And their journey today has been bastante rápido y cómodo, quite quick and quite comfortable.
Llegamos para desayunar algo calentito en una cafetería de la ciudad y empezar el que sería nuestro último día de luna de miel.
Muy bien. So, llegamos para desayunar algo calentito. So, we arrived in order to have breakfast, algo calentito, something warm, en una cafetería de la ciudad. En a cafetería, in a cafe in the city. And then the sentence continues. Y empezar el que sería nuestro último día de luna de miel. And so, to start, el que sería, that which would be, nuestro último día, our final day, de luna de miel, of our honeymoon.
En cuanto llegamos, vimos lo vibrante que era la ciudad.
Okay, so as soon as we arrived there, en cuanto llegamos, and we're going to come back to that in just a moment, vimos lo vibrante que era la ciudad. We saw how vibrant the city was. So, let's look at this sentence in more detail, because there are actually a number of things in here that I want to talk about. En cuanto llegamos, as soon as we arrived, vimos lo vibrante que era la ciudad. So, vimos lo vibrante. Lo vibrante is lo plus an adjective. And you can do that when you want to make that adjective into a noun. So, lo vibrante que era la ciudad, the vibrancy of the city, or we saw how vibrant the city was. Can you give us another example of that when we combine lo with an adjective to make it into something slightly different?
Lo único que quiero es café.
So there, único is an adjective meaning only, the sole thing. So, lo único que quiero es el café. The only thing I want is a coffee. So, for example, we could also talk about lo interesante que es este libro. How interesting this book is. Something like that. So, lots of things that we can do with lo plus an adjective. However, the other thing that I want to talk about here is en cuanto. Anabel, en cuanto llegamos, as soon as we got there, that's when we're talking about in the past. But if we're talking about the future using en cuanto, can you give us an example and let's see if our listeners can work out what happens with en cuanto?
En cuanto llegues a casa, llámame.
Perfecto. En cuanto llegues a casa. So llegues there is a present subjunctive. En cuanto llegues a casa, when you arrive or as soon as you arrive at home, llámame, I think you said, call me. So, call me as soon as you get there. Now, if we were replacing as soon as with when, then we would notice that we would use cuando. And when we're using cuando with a future, then that future has to be the present subjunctive. So, cuando llegues a casa, when you arrive at home, llámame, call me. And exactly the same thing happens with en cuanto llegues a casa. As soon as you get home, call me. En cuanto llegues a casa, llámame. Perfecto.
Empezamos visitando la Catedral de Santiago.
Okay, we started by visiting the Catedral de Santiago, the Santiago Cathedral, perhaps the most famous place to visit in Santiago.
Era enorme.
It was huge.
Creo que estuvimos 3 horas para verla entera.
So I think we were there, estuvimos 3 horas, 3 hours, para verla entera, in order to see it in its entirety. So entera there is referring to the catedral. It's an adjective that's referring to la catedral, therefore it's feminine. Estuvimos 3 horas para verla entera. We were there 3 hours to see it in its entirety. Well, 3 hours may seem quite a long time to visit one cathedral, but Annabel, I think there's quite a lot to see in that particular cathedral, yeah?
Yeah, they said that it's enorme, and in fact, it is. It's huge.
Good, good, good. Okay, let's continue.
Después, visitamos el mercado de abastos de Santiago, donde compramos algo de picoteo.
Okay, the word abasto may be new to some of our listeners. It's the word that you use when you're talking about your supplies, the provisions, the things that you might buy in a grocery store. So in this case, afterwards, they visited el mercado de abastos de Santiago. Is un mercado de abastos a particular thing, or is this just the name of this particular market?
Es el nombre. It's the name.
Okay. So, visitamos el mercado de abastos de Santiago. We visited the mercado de abastos de Santiago. So, hopefully that's a new word for you there, abasto or abastos.
And there's also one expression that is no dar abasto. That means that you cannot manage because there's like a lot of things to do. So, esta semana estoy muy ocupada. No doy abasto.
Brilliant. That's an excellent expression there. No doy abasto. I'm not managing. I'm stressed because there's too much to do. No doy abasto. Perfecto. And so what do they do in this mercado? Donde compramos algo de picoteo. I love this word, picotear. It's to nibble, isn't it? To pick at things. And you just have some snacks. So we bought something to have a little snack.
El Museo do Povo Galego vino después. Y para cuando terminamos, estábamos tan cansados que fuimos a comer a un lugar cercano.
Okay, I'm just actually thinking about picotear. We should explain also that picotear is what birds do. So it's to peck, the sort of official meaning of it. But it's also used when humans peck at food and they have a little snack in that sense. So let's move on. El Museo do Povo Galego is the museum of the Galician people. And you'll see there that it's not written in Spanish. It would be del pueblo gallego if it were in Spanish, but it's written in gallego itself, in Galician. El Museo do Povo Galego. Apologies for my Galician accent. I don't know if it's very good. But that came afterwards. El Museo do Povo Galego vino después. And then Victoria goes on. Y para cuando terminamos, estábamos tan cansados que fuimos a comer a un lugar cercano. And by the time we finished, we were so tired that we went to have lunch in a nearby place, a un lugar cercano. Anabel, ¿para cuándo terminamos? Why do we need the para in there?
Because it's by the time we finish. It's not when we finish, but by the time we finish.
Exactly. And I think we've spoken about that before, either in one of our episodes in this series or perhaps in one of our Facebook Lives or something like that. But para cuando is by the time we finished in this case, not just when we finished. By the time we finished, para cuando terminamos, estamos tan cansados, we were so tired, que fuimos a comer a un lugar cercano. So they're having their lunch break and we're going to take a short break now. We'll be back in just a moment. We wanted to let you know that there's a premium version of the Travel Diaries course, and this includes a set of lesson notes where you'll be able to read the text from each of the diaries and work through the vocabulary and any explanations that we've provided. There's also a video version of the text where we've left space for you to repeat the words and phrases used, giving you an opportunity to practice your speaking and your pronunciation. For more information about this, head to coffeebreakacademy.com. Okay, welcome back. Hopefully by now, Victoria and Abel will have finished their lunch and we're ready to finish the day with them in Santiago de Compostela. Anabel, would you like to continue on reading?
Por supuesto. Dedicamos el resto de la tarde a pasear por los jardines y a ver el resto de la ciudad con tranquilidad.
Okay, dedicamos el resto de la tarde. We dedicated, literally, the rest of the afternoon a pasear por los jardines, to wandering about the gardens, y a ver el resto de la ciudad, and to see the rest of the city con tranquilidad. Literally, with tranquility. They did it nice and calmly, basically.
Por una parte, estábamos exhaustos, pero por otra, también queríamos terminar de aprovechar aquel último día de aventura.
Okay, on the one hand, por una parte, estamos exhaustos. We were exhausted. Pero por otra, but on the other hand, in a sense, también queríamos terminar de aprovechar. We also wanted to finish taking advantage of aquel último día de aventura, that last day of adventure. So they wanted to make the most of their final day of their trip, their holiday, as they spent the time walking around the city of Santiago de Compostela.
Terminamos tomando chipirones en una terraza y hablando de nuestros lugares favoritos del viaje.
Okay, so terminamos, we ended the day tomando chipirones en una terraza. So they had chipirones. I think these would be called cuttlefish in English. So chipirones. In Spain, would they be battered?
Mm-hmm. Eso es, chipirones rebozados.
Rebozados, okay. So these are battered little fish en una terraza, on a terrace, y hablando de nuestros lugares favoritos del viaje, and speaking about our favorite places of the trip, of the journey.
A mí me encantó Bilbao, y Abel parecía bastante emocionado con Asturias.
Okay, so a mí me encantó Bilbao. So Victoria speaking here, I loved Bilbao. And Abel seemed to be quite excited by Asturias. He seemed to be really, well, he kind of fell in love with Asturias. He seemed to be emocionado con Asturias.
¿Y tú? ¿Cuál fue tu parte favorita del viaje?
And you, what was your favorite part of the journey? Now, before we answer that question, let's just look at that question word there. ¿Cuál? ¿Cuál fue tu parte favorita del viaje? When we translate that into English, we get, what was your favorite place on the journey? But if we were translating back from English into Spanish, and that word what can sometimes confuse us because you might think it's qué. But in this sentence, we need that cuál there, don't we, Anabel?
Yep. ¿Cuál? Is the only option here because we have like plenty of options to choose. So that's why we use cuál. So for example, what's your favorite color? There are too many colors. So that's why we use cuál es tu color favorito. And here, since there are like different parts of the journey, then we use cuál.
Yeah, exactly. So cuál, when it's followed immediately by a verb there, cuál fue tu parte favorita? Cuál es tu color preferido? That's often a good pointer that we're going to use cuál, because if we were to say qué parte del viaje preferiste, that would be different because that we're talking about which part and we're following it with a noun. But in this case, cuál fue, cuál es tu parte favorita, cuál es tu color preferido, and so on. There's lots more about qué and cuál in the other podcasts and the other resources that we've created, so you can look for that at your leisure. Pues entonces, Anabel, ¿cuál fue tu parte favorita del viaje?
Todas. Pero especialmente me gustó Bilbao. ¿Y a ti, Mark?
Creo que mi parte favorita del viaje fue la de Santillana del Mar, porque es una ciudad que me gusta mucho y pues me gustaría volver y me han entrado ganas de volver allí.
¡Ah, estupendo! Ojalá pronto puedas volver.
Exacto. Okay, we've gone through this whole text. Let's now listen one more time to this. And of course, now that we've talked about the language, the vocabulary, the grammar in it, hopefully everything will make more sense. Vamos a por ello.
El viaje a Santiago de Compostela fue bastante rápido y cómodo. Llegamos para desayunar algo calentito en una cafetería de la ciudad y empezar el que sería nuestro último día de la luna de miel. En cuanto llegamos, vimos lo vibrante que era la ciudad. Empezamos visitando la Catedral de Santiago. Era enorme. Creo que estuvimos 3 horas para verla entera. Después visitamos el mercado de abastos de Santiago, donde compramos algo de picoteo. El Museo do Povo Galego vino después. Y para cuando terminamos, estábamos tan cansados que fuimos a comer a un lugar cercano. Dedicamos el resto de la tarde a pasear por los jardines y a ver el resto de la ciudad con tranquilidad. Por una parte, estábamos exhaustos, pero por otra, también queríamos terminar de aprovechar aquel último día de aventura. Terminamos tomando chipirones en una terraza y hablando de nuestros lugares favoritos del viaje. A mí me encantó Bilbao y Abel parecía bastante emocionado con Asturias. ¿Y tú? ¿Cuál fue tu parte favorita del viaje?
Okay, that is where we're going to leave this episode and this series of the Coffee Break Spanish Travel Diaries. If you've enjoyed this, do let us know. Please leave a review on one of the podcast apps, whichever app you're listening on, or indeed just let us know. Get in touch with us by going to the website and leaving a comment or emailing us. You can email team@coffeebreaklanguages.com and that will reach us. We'd love to know what you've thought about this journey. And indeed, if you'd like more travel diaries in the future, we'll be back with further seasons of Coffee Break Spanish very soon. And in the meantime, of course, you can check out the Coffee Break Academy at coffeebreakacademy.com for all of our courses. Anabel, muchísimas gracias.
Gracias a ti y, por supuesto, gracias a vosotros.
Pues nos vemos entonces la próxima vez y hasta entonces.
Hasta la próxima.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.